producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Even be cold morning. I don't know. To a southern boy, it's cold. I've had a lot of my friends that were born and raised here that say it's not really cold. It's kind of cool. It's just cool. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I am layered like you wouldn't believe. I look like a 250-pound man. Seriously. Good morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, on a very, very chilly but clear 16 degrees in sunny Southside Fargo out there. And and Tioga is 25 degrees. And on Chase on the Lake, it's just pretty awesome. Doesn't really matter what the degree is, the temperature is. It's just pretty awesome out there. Another happy birthday and happy anniversary shout out to my wife, Nicole, who's already out there enjoying the lake. But I'm here talking on the radio, something I love, and Nick's having an awesome time out there. Those folks at Chase on the Lake, they are phenomenal. So if you've never been to Chase on the Lake, you got to get out there. I mean, there is nothing better. You should. Just the town by itself is worth the 2.5-hour drive. 1.5 if you drive like me. And you don't mind a speeding ticket or no, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. I want to know what you're going to, if you're doing any Halloween things, you know, this weekend, what are you doing? You got Halloween parties going on? I've been trying to make you aware of a couple of things. One in particular out there in Tioga, the Tioga Community Halloween Party. They have transformed the Farm Festival building into Halloweenapalooza. Is that a word? I don't know, but it's pretty cool. Good time for the kids. Fun and games. They have everything from a very small kid-friendly agenda there. 22nd annual Halloween party. It's today. So it's tonight, the party for preschool through sixth grade is 5:30 to 8, and the seventh grade through twelfth grade will run from 8 o'clock to 11 p.m. Tons of fun. I mean, tons of fun, good food, games, prizes, that sort of thing, and in a safe environment. So Farm Festival Building, that's out there in Tioga. And if you're from Minot, head out there. If you're from Williston, head out there. There's going to be tons of folks out there just having fun. I want to know what you're going to go as. If you were going to trick-or-treat, you know, who would you go as? I have this little outfit I've put together of a 1980s Occidental College guy with an afro and a straw hat and a sign that says, President in Training. Get that visual. With a doobie hanging out of my lips. Yeah. Afro, straw hat, khaki shirt, and a doobie hanging out of my lips. President in Training sign around my neck. And who do you think I am? That's what I 855-200-1776 extension 2. Who do you think I'm going as? President in training, khaki shirt, wide brim straw hat, and a doobie, and an afro. Don't forget the afro. I'm picking my fro right now. That's who I am going as this Halloween. I wonder how much candy I'm going to get. You know, I'm going to have a doobie hanging out of my lips. I'm going to have the munchies, apparently. I'm kidding. You don't endorse that kind of thing. Leave that kind of wackiness for, you know, Minnesota and Colorado. Anyway, actually, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's nuts. If you haven't heard, the guy up there in Pennsylvania, you know, the guy that shot at those state troopers, he killed one, he wounded another, he evaded law enforcement for, what, 7 weeks? The survivalist, the guy, if you've heard about this, he was a sniper, a survivalist. He even had a small role in some movie about some war movie. He's got some survivalist training, obviously. 7 weeks he's been on the manhunt. FBI's 10 most wanted, that sort of thing. He was caught yesterday. So, you know, that it put an end to that manhunt. And a lot of folks were like, wow, how is this guy getting away with this for this long? I mean, they were combing those woods, and this guy survived. And I was looking at him as they brought him in, and they said they brought him in, and this is just a slight aside. They said they brought him in without incident, but I'm looking at the guy, and it looks like his nose is broken, and he has a huge shiner on the side of his face. And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy looks like he's been through the ringer. But the news report says he was brought in without incident, so I guess, you know, I don't know. You should check out the story. I got it off Fox News. The cool thing is they brought him in. When the marshals handcuffed him, they handcuffed him with the handcuffs of the guy that he shot. So I thought that was pretty cool. But this guy evaded law enforcement for 7 weeks. 7 weeks. That is nuts. And again, if you haven't seen, you know, the video or the pictures of them bringing him in, they said it was without incident. They said, hey, you know, one of the officers, I thought they recognized him, at the airport or something. And they were like, hey, you know, surrender or stop or whatever. And he just kind of gave up, that sort of thing. But I don't know. Guy, it looks like he's got a broken nose and a huge shiner. So I don't know how bereft of incident that apprehension was. 855-200-1776. That's one of the things that is on my mind. Scott and Todd do the whole "Are you kidding me?" thing, you know, on Fridays. Mine, I guess, would be one. You know, are you kidding me with this weather? Man, it's cold. I mean, we didn't just step into winter this morning. We kind of dove in, feet first. That whole thing. I woke up this morning, go outside to start the car. There's frost everywhere. I'm like, wow, yeah. Welcome to North Dakota. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. Keeps the riffraff out. A couple of things that are on my mind. My beloved Saints did awesomely last night. So I don't know if you saw that game, but wow. They are phenomenal. And speaking with our friends this morning, we were talking about the fact that how cool would it be for everything to kind of hinge on Louisiana? What would that look like? You know, they're going to have the runoff down there. It seems like it's a pretty sure thing that they're going to have the runoff. But, man, it would be so awesome to have that state flip to Republican especially after many, many years of corrupt Democrats. Man, it'd be so awesome. And that's what I'm rooting for. And I've seen some really good things coming out of Louisiana. Some of the things that and this isn't just indicative of Louisiana. This is countrywide, nationwide, this emotion politics that Democrats are playing. They don't run on their records. They don't run on free market principles or anything that built this country. They're running off of emotional politics. And to me, it incenses me. It angers me. I see some of those commercials down there linking the Republican Party with Jim Crow and with, who's the idiot down there in Ferguson? Whatever, Brown and Trayvon, you know. If you don't want to end up like Trayvon, basically, you know, vote for a Democrat. Or, you know, if you vote for a Republican, they're going to gun you down in the street type. Seriously, they're literally saying these things. I want to know how you feel about that. How do you feel about this new age, you know, emotion-based politics? That's the direction of our country right now. That's the pandering that's going on. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum and your phone calls right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are back on a clear 16-degree morning here in sunny Southside Fargo. It is 25 warm degrees out there in Tioga. What's the weather like there, Blanquita, where you are?
Oh, it's like, you know, it's normal. It's like in the 50s, 60s.
Oh, man. Oh, that's T-shirt weather right there.
It's perfect going out and putting your trick-or-treat outfit on, going out and with the kids and getting candy. And I'm in sunny California.
Okay, Ellen's in
Don't brag. Don't brag.
Yeah, it is 16 degrees here in Fargo. It's nuts.
People trick-or-treating in their bathing suits there.
What are you guys going trick-or-treating this year?
Actually going to a pre-wedding party. But I know lots of people that are going trick-or-treating. My brother lives on what's called a Halloween street in New York City. So, yes, they trick-or-treat all the time. And lots of last year gave out 3,000 pieces of candy.
Oh, wow.
That's what they do in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, too. They have, like, about 10 blocks of one particular street where the parents can take the kids. And they can go and have a safe Halloween.
I am going to, I want you to see if you can guess who I'm going as. I am going to have a khaki shirt on, an afro, a wide brim straw hat, a doobie hanging out of my lips, and a sign that says President in Training.
Oh,
who am I?
Chim King. You're going to be the Chim King.
I'm sorry.
Who
I had to do
that. Who are you going as? He's going as President Obama.
1980, President Obama from Occidental.
That's what I said. He's going as the Chim King. That's what they used to
You know what's interesting? Every holiday that I'm in South Sudan, and if I'm there, I bring the decorations. So 2 years ago, I was there at Halloween, and I brought an Obama mask, and I was told that if I brought a mask of, like, President Kiir or the governor, I would be arrested, that you're not allowed to make fun of politicians at all.
Oh, wow. That is
isn't
nuts.
Isn't it great that we can? Because it keeps it all in perspective.
It
lets people know, Ellen and I talk about this, is that George Brent's lying. You know, we can't forget who buys the tickets. You know, it's the people that elect the politicians. It's not the politicians who are king.
Right. And when I was at Halloween City or whatever the big story is here, I saw just a wall of political masks. Everyone from Hillary Clinton to Mitt Romney. I mean, it was nuts. And they were doing some pretty brisk business. The other big ticket item there were the guys and gals from Duck Dynasty. Man, there's a whole little franchise going on there with beards and hats that say happy, 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 and
yeah,
just a whole
get-up. If you're in Texas, they think that you were ZZ Top.
Right. You're right about
they
that.
They wouldn't know you were Duck Dynasty. I'm sorry, Ellen. I know you don't know popular culture. I apologize. She does.
I know Duck Dynasty because they came to the correspondence dinner.
But you don't know ZZ Top. Who's that? See, I told you. I'm, you know,
oh, wow.
Ellen is
Monday,
politics. She doesn't know ZZ Top.
Hey,
Monday,
listen,
we're going to play some ZZ.
Guys, my brother, you know, owns a basketball team, and he let me sit in the front row once, and I took pictures of the wrong team.
What can I say?
I want to add, all right, I'm going to go into some quasi-serious topics here, but Monday, I'm definitely playing some ZZ Top just for you, Ellen, just so you know. So tune in or call, hopefully you'll be on the call and we'll open up the segment with some
ZZ
Top.
I'll be there Monday. Oh, Monday,
yeah,
actually, yes, Monday I will be there, absolutely.
Oh, good deal.
You can play bad to the bone.
I was talking with some of my friends this morning, and a couple of them that know you, Alan. And we were talking about, you know, the 2014, the midterm elections and their impact on the 2016 elections. And a couple of folks had some interesting insights on the tenor of the Democratic outlook on 2014 and 2016. And someone ventured that the Democrats are content with letting the Republicans take the Senate and all, and then just watching them as they have this colossal failure, and then using that in the 2016 election cycle. How much stock do you put into that scenario?
A lot. I think it's going to be fun.
And you know what? I don't. I think that that's a terrible way to feel because, frankly, the reason that the Republicans are going to just kill it is because the Democrats haven't done anything. So, you know, they should be ashamed, you know, that they are in this situation. They should have some sort of, terrible repentance that they've done such a terrible thing.
Blanquita, are you watching the Louisiana race?
Oh, yeah, Mary Landrieu is like, I mean, you ought to see the nasty things. I have friends in Louisiana, and they are just brutal. Actually, there are a couple of folks that used to write jokes for Jay Leno, and I'm telling you, whoa, they write terrible things about Mary Landrieu.
Oh, man. And I want to ask, Ellen, do you have your eye on Louisiana politics? Or?
I do. I'm out in California, so I have my eye out on California politics right now, which are more about, you know, California has this very interesting law that the top two winners in a primary, even if they're the same party, go up against each other. So it's making some very interesting politics there.
Oh, nice. I got to keep my eye on that.
I'm telling you that these Democrats don't have a ghost of a chance.
and that's what I wanted to ask about. I don't see Democrats running on so much their track record. I see a lot of emotion politics coming into play, and some of it is, to me, and I'm an African-American male, to me it's kind of offensive. Not kind of, it's very offensive. And I just kind of wanted to get both of you. I want to ask Ellen first. Am I making too much of this? When I hear an ad that basically compares Republicans to, you know, folks that want to Trayvon Martin you or to Mike Brown you if you vote for them. If you vote for Republicans, then, you know, you're going to be gunned down in the street type deal.
There's no place for racism in politics. I just don't.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, they only look at the demographic as one person.
Yeah.
And they think, you know, all Hispanics, all blacks, they're all just one mindset and one thought. I've experienced that with the Hispanic community. So I totally think you're right on that, Leon.
Good deal. And I want to get like a 30 second. If you were a candidate, what would your ad sound like? Would it be this identity slash race baiting politics, or what would your ad sound like? What would you have in that ad? And I'll ask Ellen first.
I would say we're all Americans. It's time to get stuff done.
There you go.
And I would say something to the effect of, "Are you happy with the way it was, the way your life is right now, or the way that we could make it?"
Absolutely. In the spirit of America. You guys have a happy, happy Halloween. Hope it's not ghoulish. and I'll talk to you guys on Monday. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air and into the conversation. Extension 1, you need to leave it on the rant line. I have in my hands here 8 tickets to give away, and it's to Pirates and Princesses Adventure. It's the Disney Junior Live on tour. It will be at the Gate City Bank Theater at the Fargo Dome, and that's on the 2nd, 4:30 on the 2nd. If you got kids, these are pretty awesome. You call in, and basically you have as many tickets as you want. I have up to 8, because I have 8 to give away. So 855-217-76, extension 2. I get you those tickets. And, I mean, tell me, you know, what you're going as, you know, if you're going trick-or-treating or if you even like that sort of thing. You know something? When I was yesterday, when I'm in there with my kids, and they hate it when they're invited to, like, these masquerade parties, and I'm the bah humbug when it comes to Halloween. I'm not a Halloween-y guy. I'm just not. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, they're in there, and I'm like, just balking at the prices of these costumes. The Duck Dynasty costumes were like $50, and it's a fake beard and a trucker hat basically that says happy, happy, happy. $50. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on. You know, they're in there. I didn't want to spoil their fun, and I'm just sitting in the back grumbling, bah humbug. I would have, if I found a anonymous mask or a Veritas mask or something of that effect, I think I would have picked it up. But I think my Halloween costume is going to have them beat hands down. I'm going as the Tomb King. So I'm going to have to, because of my hard stand against cannabis, I don't think I can do the whole doobie look, because I really don't want to promote that kind of stuff to the kids. But you guys, if you see me out and about, you'll know who I am, and I'll look dazed and confused as our resident amateur in chief, even though he's been in there for a pretty good stretch of time now. He shouldn't be an amateur so much anymore, but he is. You'll know exactly who I am. wide brim straw hat, khaki shirt, afro, president in training, and something resembling a doobie hanging from my lips. My friends in law enforcement, it is not a real doobie. It will be a prop. So there you go. Disney Junior live on tour. If you need tickets, I got them right here. Pirate and Princess Adventure. And that's for the Sunday show at 4:30. So if you need those tickets, I got them right there. Can't see a name on, and I don't know if it's my call screener, but so I think I'll just hold off on that. Oh, Merle. Hey, Merle, what's on your mind this morning? Or is it Merle?
Merle.
Hey. Oh, Merle. Okay. What's on your mind this morning?
Your call has ended.
Oh, wow. We having problems with our call screener, apparently. This software or something, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I'm the bah humbug of Halloween. It's just not my thing. And it's kind of weird because I'm from Louisiana. I like the whole masquerade balls and that sort of thing, but it's something about Halloween. Am I weird that way? I guess. But it kind of goes to the rest of me. It's kind of not the norm. I've had a lot of folks ask me, you know, how I am voting, you know, especially as it pertains to the ballot measures. So I'm going to give you a little preview, and I'm going to put all this up on my social media. There's still a couple that I'm not 100% sure on, and I'll tell you the way I'm leaning. And if you think it's good, fine. If you disagree with some of my picks, I'm open to suggestions. There are some that there is an unequivocal the way I am voting will not change, and that's on like Measure One. That my feelings on Measure One are as they will be when I vote, as they were way back when I first started thinking, hey, life is a pretty cool thing. So ending it is not, you know, it's not kosher. Don't agree with anything Planned Parenthood endorses, period. If that name pops up anywhere in the conversation of whatever measure or agenda or whatever, you can pretty much bet I'm going to be against it, period. So Measure One, absolutely. Stand up for life, support life, 100% yes on Measure One. Measure Two, I'm a yes. So there you go. Measure Three, absolutely want to abolish the current State Board of Ed. And I'll probably get a little flack on that. Folks will probably, you know, have a strong opinions one way or the other. Now, Measure Four is one of the ones I'm not 100% on. I think, I think I'm a no vote on Measure Four. And if you disagree, just, you know, call in 855-200-1776. But I'm leaning no, heavily on Measure Four. I trust the voters to, you know, to be able to decide for themselves on fiscal matters. I trust the voters. I trust them. I think this is their voice for initiating ballot measures. I think I'm a no vote on that. If you disagree, fine. 855-200-1776. Tell me where I'm wrong. Measure Five. I'm positive you know where I am, where I'm at on there. I'm absolutely not going to give special interest groups the constitutional ability to control what happens here. I absolutely not. Are you kidding me? No on Five. What is going on there? Absolutely not. Measure Six, I'm a yes on. And I know that's going to drive a little controversy, too, but I'm a yes on sex, and I'll tell you why. One, do I think that it is the end-all, be-all, and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread and butter and the Paula Deen diet? Absolutely not. I don't. I don't think it addresses some very, very key issues, especially when you're talking about divorce and shared parenting and that sort of thing. But I think that it is a decent step in the right direction. And anytime, I've seen the things behind the scenes, especially when you're, as it pertains to S-Band and, the divorce, industry and those sorts of things that, are sickening. There is an unholy alliance between, the North Dakota Bar Association and the divorce industry and the family, law cabal, that whole thing. There is an unholy, very ugly alliance there. So, anything that is proposed that would denude some, their power at all, to try to put some cracks in that holy unholy alliance, I am all for. So I am a yes on Measure 6. And I understand that it does not do everything that it should do. I would have went with much stronger language, much stronger ideas, and I'll talk about this at another date too, because it is a lot to get into. But absolutely, yes on sex, the shared parenting initiative. That's me. And if you disagree, and there are folks, my friends of mine, there's not a consensus with the friends of mine about this measure, and they have some of the same concerns that I have about Measure 6. But given what I know about this industry, and trust me, it is an ugly thing, but it absolutely is an industry, and folks are making tons of money on breaking up families, you have no idea. And there are studies out there and there are stats out there, but man, it is ugly, and you wouldn't believe it to be the case, but here in North Dakota, it's pretty bad. It is pretty bad. It is pretty ugly. So, and that's why I support, Measure 6. Measure 7. Now, was over there at the 52nd Street Walmart last night, the one that's over there close to Shanley and Sullivan, getting cold weather gear, football gear, that sort of thing. And you got these two folks greeting you at the door with the Yes on Measure 7 bags, and you're walking around in Walmart, you're driving down, they have these huge, no, absolutely not. They tried to hand one of these bags to my kid, and I'm like, no, we're no on, so yeah, absolutely, I turn the bag inside out, or I, you know, otherwise, I strike out provisions on that bag just to show my ire, my distaste. I have problems, and I'm a free market guy. I am. I'm a free market guy, but I do not believe that this measure is in any way close to creating a free market. I just don't. And if you disagree with me, 855-200-1776 extension 2. Sally in Grand Forks, and if we don't have enough time to get everything you want to say in this segment, I'll just hold you over and you can finish up in the very next. So Sally in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, Leon, I'll tell you what. I'm glad to hear somebody coming out in favor of me on Measure 6. You're right, it's a really ugly status quo, and people don't know what goes on with it. But it's really important, and people forget this. They forget how important it is to young boys and girls.
Hey, Sally, that's the music. Can you hang on? On the other side of the break, I'll let you finish that thought up. We'll be right back with Sally and Grand Forks. This is the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
you pick up the receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Day. When I sat down behind this mic, it was 16 degrees here in sunny Southside of Fargo. Don't know what the current temps are as of yet. We had some off-air callers that wanted to know the date of the Disney Junior live on tour Pirate and Princess's Adventure. That's at the Gate City Bank Theater, Fargo Dome. That's Sunday, November 2nd. So this coming Sunday at 4:30. So Sunday, November 2nd, 4:30, Pirate and Princesses, Pirate and Princess Adventure. That's at the Gate City Bank Theater. It's Fargo Dome. And if you want tickets, I got them. I got 8 to give away. So just call in on or off air, and I'll get you some of those tickets. And my producer will tell you, you know, we're out or we have 3 left or whatever the need may be. But that is Sunday, November 2nd. Now, I want to get back to Sally. And Sally, briefly, and then I'm going to let you finish up. I see a lot of societal ills all wrapped up into the divorce industry. And from my perspective, any chink we can put in that armor is a good thing. I mean, look at the way for the past 50 years, how the family has just been decimated and how the fact that fathers are about as likely to get custody of their kids as the government is. And both of those scenarios are not very good. It is a one-sided deal. Broken homes, the recidivism rate in prison population, the unwed pregnancies, the babies born out of wedlock. I mean, just all of the societal ills can be traced back to the breaking of the family unit. And it seems to me North Dakota has actually enacted laws and policies to help facilitate that. It blows my mind. This is a conservative state. But you look at the divorce industry and the family law and that whole cabal, it seems anything but conservative, in my humble opinion.
There are a lot of hasn't been intentional, obviously, but they don't look at the consequences of some of this stuff. And when you look at statistics, when you see the, as you just pointed out, you know, the out of wedlock babies, the drug use, alcohol use, the general tone of life with is much worse where they have no father in the home or no father in their lives. Now, obviously, marriages sometimes don't work out, and you've got kids involved, and I can't.
And Sally, I think that when we start from that premise, we're already in the hole. I don't start with that premise. I start with if men and women should man and woman up. I mean, you had this responsibility. It shouldn't be so easy to just cut and run. You shouldn't be able to use organizations to demonize the other. And trust me, when you're going through a divorce, these attorneys, these organizations pit you against your spouse. It's not, you know, it's horrible. I mean, it is unreal.
Well,
and
I could tell you stories about cases where they actually initiated the problem.
Yep. I could too.
You know, in the family, and it's an evil thing, and I wish they'd go one step further and say that social services are not allowed to accept federal money. I think that would be another good step, but...
Oh, man, we need to talk.
In the meantime, I certainly hope that Measure 6 passes for the sake of kids.
I do, too. I think it is the height of hypocrisy to hear this a divorce attorney cabal say, you know, we got to think about the children. Are you kidding me? Every time I hear that, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. I want to reach through the phone and face punch the guy. It is unreal. Mm-hmm. These guys, they don't care about the kids. They care about the money. It is an industry. There is an unholy, ugly, evil alliance there that folks are not aware of, and I'm going to stop talking about it. My blood pressure's getting up a little bit. I don't want to do that.
Well, thank you, Leon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sally, for calling in and talking a little bit. So you are a yes on sex, right?
I hope it passes. I hope it passes.
You and me both, and we'll. We will definitely talk about this later. Let's run this off-air call. Thanks, Sally.
I was wondering if anybody ever heard about the little fire that Colin Peterson had in his lake cabin in BL, where the log mysteriously rolled out and caught fire in the house and all his guns and his good furniture were in storage. All right, thank you.
Seems like a little insurance fraud to me. Oh, wow. This, my apologies. We have a couple more voicemails, and we have two winners for the for those tickets, so that's pretty cool. Do we have time for another voicemail?
Good morning, Scott. I just heard Mitchell's report on the pheasants. And when he ended that, he just said, how many million were killed at the height of the pheasant population? And that he said it was 1947, at the height of the soil bank program.
Serving the northern plains.
Beep. Wrong. There was no soil bank in the 40s. That didn't come in.
This unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.